Hundreds of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are in Townsville this week to talk about their land and sea rights. It's been 25 years since the Mabo decision, and Indigenous Affairs correspondent Bridget Brennan has been speaking to some of the new generation of land rights leaders.
Walgurukuba man Dwayne Fraser lives on the pristine magnetic island in North Queensland. In his language, it's called Yunbanan.
Well, I live on a beautiful island, one of 3,000 inside the World Heritage Area. I get to spend my mornings on the beach on my people's country, and that's quite amazing.
But he's worried about the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area, which surrounds his idyllic island.
There are grave concerns just for the universal value of the reef. There's rapidly declining numbers of threatened species, turtle and dugong specifically. There is a large issue around succession planning for young people inside the Great Barrier Reef. Where do young people fit in the management of the reef in comparison to those who do so now?
At the National Native Title Conference in Townsville, young traditional owners are here from across Australia. Nambu woman Charlie Sue Frail is here from Sydney to learn more about native title legislation.
The importance of having young people here is that that's a lot of the older demographic, a lot of people who have been in native title for over 20 years who have been a huge part of native title. And I think the importance of having young people is just around the succession planning and teaching young people about native title, getting them to understand it, but also getting the support of the network, peer network support, but also support from other elders who are here present who can teach our young people about the native title system.
It's 25 years since the landmark Mabo decision. Craig Ritchie from the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies says Eddie Mabo's legacy needs to be reinvigorated.
So the conference theme is Mabo and beyond. And so while we're celebrating the decision 25 years ago that the court made and the developments that have flowed from that, what's really important is that there is an energised and empowered First Nations leadership emerging. And so the perspective of young people, particularly taking us forward, is really critical.
Many Indigenous groups struggle to prove their native title rights. There are now a whole range of other land use agreements being negotiated across the country. And the Uluru Statement, endorsed by Indigenous leaders last month, called for a commission to oversee these types of settlements, while Gurukuba man Dwayne Fraser supports that.
Is native title the only avenue for traditional owners to gain control over the land? No, it's not. There are other processes that could be explored. And the Uluru Statement really makes that very clear. As a young person, I think the Uluru Statement's fantastic. It doesn't completely withdraw from the constitutional recognition process. It highlights other avenues, ones that we should look at. A lot of people advocate for treaty over constitutional recognition. What implications does that have on young people? I think most certainly there will be things we'll discuss this week.
Dwayne Fraser, one of the youth delegates at the Native Title Conference, speaking to Bridget Brennan.